You're attending this meeting 25 years on from the original Assisi meeting called for by Pope John Paul II. First of all, what do you think is the purpose, the goals of a meeting like this?
Well, first of all, I think it's very essential that religious people meet together, because I think even if we are celebrating today the 25th anniversary of Assisi, we are noticing that the world is much more divided, and the world is on the verge of, you know, more extremism, more misunderstanding among nations, and we are noticing that justice has not come. And I believe the purpose of that is to revive, you know, our commitment that religion must not be a source of a conflict, but religion must be the source of finding the common values for justice, peace, reconciliation, and coexistence, or I would say it in this way, peace based on justice, and at the same time, reconciliation based on forgiveness. For me, if we look at the Middle East at the moment, I think the Middle East needs at the moment justice. And if we look, you know, at Latin America, it needs justice. Africa, justice. If justice is not solved and is not given, we will continue to witness even more, you know, more wars, more misunderstandings, more extremism, more conflicts. And the world does not need the wars. We need, you know, to make peace based on justice in order to eradicate all injustice and oppression in the world, including poverty, because also poverty is the result of injustice.
Many of the religious leaders speaking in the Basilica talked of the Middle East, Jerusalem in particular, and the great need to find peace in Jerusalem. But how can a meeting of this kind in any practical way help to promote that peace that you so work for within all the different religious communities?
I think, you know, Jerusalem is the mother of every nation and every human being. And the Jerusalem must be also the mother of justice and peace. And at least we should really commit ourselves at this time that to work for the peace of Jerusalem. And from, you know, the speech of the World Council of Churches and others, it was very clear that Jerusalem cannot be exclusive. Jerusalem must be shared. It must be for the three religions and the two nations, because there will won't be peace in the Middle East, or if you like, in the world, if there isn't peace in Jerusalem and justice in Jerusalem.
At the same time, when I came here, I was reflecting on the fact that some few weeks ago, the Nobel Prize was given to three women, which based on their faith have been leading processes of resisting violence, overcoming violence, and building peace. So we shouldn't see what we are doing here as leaders of worldwide religious communities in isolation of what people on the ground, motivated by faith, are doing in order to overcome violence and conflict and be a constructive presence. So if we see the two together, there is a lot of potential of what we can do.
Interestingly, the only woman speaking in the Basilica was a non-believer, one of the representatives from the delegation of non-believers. Do you think the role of women is still being underestimated, particularly the role they can play as peacemakers? Do you think this role is being underestimated within the Christian churches today still?
I think, again, I was so grateful for that Nobel Prize because it recognized the role of women and it recognized the role of women in their capacity as full citizens, in their own right, on their own right, and contributing to peace. I think we as LWF, as Lutheran World Federation, we have seen and we recognize the gifts of women, both as a gift, but also as a task for the church, to learn to incorporate those gifts in a much better way in order to give them expression. For us, the question of women in leadership positions is a question which we are working on. So I would indeed say yes. I think women have a lot to contribute. They do contribute a lot. And I'm sure if you look at the process in Liberia, the way it was led, I would be really interested, if you allow me these words here, to have a gender analysis of how this was done.
Interesting. What will you be taking back with you after this event? It's an event where so many different faiths, so many different denominations are present. What will you be taking back to your own communities with you and working with over the coming months?
Well, it's good, I think, when we go back, especially when we go back to areas where there are conflicts and when there are, you know, wars, then to know that to build peace and to build justice, you cannot do it alone. You can do it only in a communia. And this is the reason, I think, in the Lutheran World Federation, we are a communio of churches. And we are a communio that is committed for justice everywhere. I think if we can revive it in our Lutheran World Federation, if we can really in our interfaith dialogue with other religions, we can also insist on the commitment for working for justice and peace, and also, you know, with the ecumenical movement, with the Vatican, with World Council churches, with the evangelical churches, with we have really to every now and then, you know, revive the commitment of what we are doing, because I think, you know, it's very essential to know that politicians always are expecting to hear the prophetic voice of the church, and we as Lutherans are, and the Lutheran Federation are committed that our voice will be wrong, whatever is the price. You see, we are committed for that. You see, and we hope others will commit themselves with us.
I think for me, first of all, I was grateful actually for having the opportunity after 25 years to come together. And reflecting as I came here, I thought also, yes, maybe those struggles, they take 25 years and more. So, and it is good if religious leaders, they come together and they recommit to what has been said in the past, and they want to continue working on it. So I think in a time of short-term thinking, to have that long-term perspective and to have also the strength to hold on processes and values in the long-term perspective is something I take back. I take back also something which I heard this time. I was not part of the 86. I was a student there at those times. But reading a bit through those materials, I saw many speakers not only insisting on the common values and things, but also very boldly speaking about our distinctiveness, the otherness of the other. And I see there a new impulse here. This is not an issue of like-mindedness. This is not an issue of uniformity. This is an issue of getting to learn and to respect the other. And I think this is a new impulse. So I would say, for me at least, this has not been just a commemoration. This has not been just a repetition. I take back some reflections which I would want to bring into the life of the Lutheran World Federation as impulses, so that, as Bishop Munib Yunan has said, so that we can indeed be prophets of peace building and not in the forefront of conflict and violence.
Lovely, thank you very much.
And of course we hope that after 25 years, when we celebrate 50 years, the Middle East will be living in justice and peace. There will be no poverty in the world. People will have no financial recession. People will be living really. The prophecy of Isaiah and Micah will be a reality. And I think this is what we are all committed as Christians.
Amen. Inshallah.